You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM.
What's up, Chris Cudby?
Good morning.
How are you?
Going real good.
That's good to hear. You're here as a food expert this morning. People might know you better as either the editor of Under the Radar or the mastermind of Power Nap.
That's correct.
Which I always feel like we need a special, the Power Nap sting to play when you come in. You should send us that so
we can
smash it.
I'll send you the sample.
Yes, thank you.
Just play it during any person's song on the radio.
It's always a Power Nap track. We're here to talk about pizza today. Why pizza?
Well, before I was working at Under the Radar, I was working over at Audio Foundation, but I was only working there part-time. So where I was also working at was a place called Pizza Pizza.
Pizza Pizza!
AKA the Kiwi Music Bar.
Yes.
On Queen Street, which is still operating and still does great pizza. And I worked there for a real long time. So I love pizza. I loved making pizza, and it's always a treat to make pizza. So I thought I'd share my very simple go-to home pizza recipe with the listeners.
This is great. This is what we need.
Not necessarily breakfast food, but, you know, there's no rules.
I think cold pizza is the ultimate breakfast food. Day after pizza.
Cook it up, throw... Eat as much as you can and anything else, throw in the fridge. Get back into it straight away.
Are you a pizza purist? Are you one of those people that's like, if they wouldn't eat it in Italy, I don't want to touch it?
No. This is like, even what I'm sharing now is going to be fully cooked to some people, I'm sure.
Excellent.
Almost immediately, I'd say. Yeah, but this is handy and, you know, maybe this is maybe even boring, but like if it's useful to someone out there in radio land, then that would make me happy.
All right, hit us, Chris. What have you got?
Okay, so this is just a quick and easy vegetarian pizza recipe for making around the house. I would go one pizza per person.
Mm-hmm. Okay, nice.
So when I'm making it at home for my partner Caroline, I make two pizzas at the same time.
Excellent.
For a base, we'll start with the base. Got to start at the bottom to get to the top. I like to use, I can make bread bases, like, you know, that's great. Like, if you like your sourdough base, mm-hmm. go for it.
Fancy.
I just use a wrap.
Yes.
Like a thin wrap.
Easy.
Bread wrap.
You're done then. You don't have to muck around.
No fuss. On top of that, you have your pizza sauce.
Now, when you make pizza sauce, what are you making?
What I use is, this might be quite scandalous.
We started with a wrap, so I think the scandal's out the window
here. You can use like puree or get some tomato paste action, mm-hmm. or you could just grab some Heinz tomato ketchup.
Oh my God,
Buck
yum.
Wild, I love it.
Yeah. And chop up some garlic, chop up some garlic. Sprinkle that in there, get a little bit of cracked pepper.
Oh yeah.
And you know, the ketchup's pretty salty, but I like to add a little bit more salt.
Go hard.
Yeah.
You do you.
And then you wanna have a hold up. No, sorry. I'm reading from my recipe. I almost jumped the gun.
Can't get too ahead of yourself with a pizza.
No. So the next thing is I like to get some spinach leaves.
Ooh.
And put the spinach leaves on top, like spread the sauce around on the base.
The Heinz ketchup is on the wrap.
Yeah, with the garlic. The garlic is very important.
That's what elevates it. That's the poshness.
Yeah, the garlic lifts the ketchup. And I add the leaves mm-hmm. of spinach.
A little bed of spinach.
And then sprinkle some grated cheese.
Do you have a favourite cheese?
I can't remember the brand, but I use zero lactose cheese.
Oh, good on you. Nice.
Yeah. And then it actually kind of gets a lot simpler because you've kind of done the hard work.
The tricky bit. Yeah.
So for a vegetarian option, I go with sliced mushrooms. I like to have some thinly sliced red onion.
Oh, yes. Nice.
Maybe rings or rainbows.
Yeah, I like rainbows too, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's more fun. Also, I'm not very good at cutting rings. I get like half, you know, you get to the end bit of the onion and you're like, I'm going to chop my fingers off if I'm not careful here.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It can be hard to do the whole circle because it rolls around. sliced up some capsicum. I prefer kind of red or even orange. Green, I think green just kind of doesn't look quite right. Like, yeah. Green will just blend in with the spinach.
You need so you to want something have your pop. Colour. My grandmother used to say, five colours on your plate. And this is at this nice. Point. We've got the green, the yellow, the red.
Yeah.
We're getting there. Oh, and the brown of the mushroom. We're pretty much at five colours almost.
Well, coming up next is olives.
There
so
you go.
Black.
Black, five colours.
Yeah, yeah, Kalamata olives. Chop them in half because sometimes they don't... destone the olives properly and you can hurt your tooth.
Oh yes, we don't want to be doing that.
No, you don't.
No pizza injuries.
And then a more sprinkle of grated cheese. You actually don't need to put too much cheese on the pizza. Like, you can keep it quite light because cheese goes a long way. But it's really good to have a layer of cheese in the bottom and then also a layer of cheese on the top because then it kind of just sticks everything together.
It's the glue, the pizza
so
glue.
That all your toppings don't just slide off.
Nice.
And if you don't feel that is, like, I guess bulky enough,
yeah,
then why not steam up some asparagus or some broccoli?
Oh my gosh!
And then put that on the top, and then chuck it in the oven for 10 minutes, and then you got yourself pizza.
Delicious. We are getting some very spicy takes on the text machine, Chris.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I just want to mention afterwards, after you've cooked the whole thing, feel free to put a little bit of hot sauce on that.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Give it a kick.
Yeah.
On top of your broccoli.
Okay, I'm very keen to hear the feedback.
Okay, we've got 50-50 split, actually, so
yes.
Far, people who are really into this. Tom says he also uses wraps, but passata is the base that they go for.
Great, so great, fantastic.
Good on you, Tom. Yep. Someone says, sorry, but this is for a five-year-old's birthday party.
Fantastic.
I think that sounds like an endorsement, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe you should listen to my music.
And someone else says, Mamma Mia, my nonna is jumping into her grave just so she can turn in it.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, we came
I'm
here.
I'm into this. I feel like I'll make this tonight.
Yep.
Yeah.
Give it a go.
Exactly. It sounds fantastic. It sounds like I have all those things in my cupboard as well, which is always
That's
good.
Very important. Yeah.
Thank you for bringing us a secret pizza recipe this morning, Chris. There is only one song we could end on, but have you got anything to plug? What's happening on the horizon of Power Nap?
Well, musically, I'm going to be playing at the Wine Cellar 18th birthday party.
Yay!
On the 4th of June.
Speaking of birthday parties, you could make some pizzas.
Yeah,
bit
could
of
do.
Fairy bread.
Could do. Actually, I played it. I played a show at the Urbanort. I've been playing these. Speaking of birthday parties, I was playing a birthday party last week.
This is your new gig.
And there was free pizza at that place. And everyone, yeah, free pizza at shows.
That is okay. That's the really good stuff.
But that'll be on 4th of June with Carl Stevens, Samara, Alofa, Fimo. I'm not sure if Fimo are playing or not, but they're on the list. Deep State, Tombs, me, and The Noise, and DJ Party Dad.
Heck yeah, we will see you there. Chris, thank you for
Can't
bringing
wait.
Us this pizza recipe.
Thanks for inviting me in.
Pepperoni and garlic. I hate garlic.
This is Pizza Man by PowerNap, the I'm Amelia bootleg mix. We'll be right back.
Food for thought.
Breakfast Food on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.